You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Vera and Philip Hanko are the founders of Newkin, a jewelry brand inspired by modern graphic design. The now-married couple met at university in Bonn, and later spent a year in Japan, which inspired the brand and design agency they launched in 2015, which is called Kidokatsu, and named for a Japanese proverb. Based in Düsseldorf, the Newkin brand got started about 4 years ago with the help of the couple's friend, Johannes Hunt, a jewelry designer with 4 decades of experience in the industry and an expert in 3D design. Made exclusively in Germany, Newkin's bracelets are a marriage of cutting-edge technology and traditional craftsmanship. The pieces are designed to allow the wearer to change the colored inlays to suit their mood, outfit, or the occasion. The inlays are made from polyamide dust, a very hard plastic, where the base of the bracelets are 3D printed using either titanium or high-grade steel used in Swiss watchmaking, creating both timeless and extremely durable pieces. Here now are Vera and Philip with the story of Newkin.
So Newkin is a jewelry brand, and what we do is we want to offer our wearers a timeless design while also encouraging them to be playful and experimental. So what we wanted is to not have the wearers to have to make a choice between, you know, a piece of jewelry that might be high quality and very expensive versus something that is very fashionable and in the now. So really, we're trying to combine these two things and offering very high quality pieces of jewelry that come with interchangeable inlays in different colors and designs. So you can redesign your piece of jewelry fitting to your outfit or to your mood or, yeah.
I love the look of the brand. And as you say, I'd love to get into more of how the pieces are interchangeable and designed to be that way. But Philippe, perhaps we could just talk first about how this got started. I know you two met years ago during your studies, but talk to me just a little bit about how this got off the ground as a brand.
Sure. So as you said, Vera and I, we met at university 15 years ago, and we are married for 6 years now. And yeah, a few years ago, 6 years ago, we founded our own brand agency, Kidokatsu. And in that time, we worked for many brands, big and small, from all kinds of different industries, restaurants to pharmaceuticals, to cars, to telecommunication. And what we realized during this time was, or maybe already from the offset, was that what we really wanted was to create our own brand and to build a bigger idea. Yeah, we had been telling our clients how to run their brands and what makes good design all this time, and we really wanted to set all of this knowledge into action by following our own advice. So a sort of proof of concept. So what we did, we started with small design-driven side projects. Some of them won us an award, and that was fun, but still more playful. And we wanted to do something more professional, like having a real own brand, you know, that we can market to our clients. And yeah, that was really intriguing for us to create our own tangible product. So we were long friends with Johannes Hund, and he is a veteran of the jewelry industry, but he works in fine jewelry, like bespoke pieces, diamonds, lots of gold, and those are quite expensive, as you can imagine, and cater to an elder group. So after a lot of gin and tonic nights and talks about design and our love for Japan, we actually, Vera and I, we lived for some time in Japan, and he shares our love for Japan. So we talked it over and we said, okay, let's do something younger. Let's do a more approachable brand that is a little bit more affordable than your brand, and that's driven by graphic design. And yeah, that's when we started with Newkin.
And Vera, I know you're very much on the design side of the brand. You mentioned Johannes there, Philippe, and I think his specialty really has been in 3D printing, if I'm not wrong. You're working obviously with the highest quality materials, but just talk to me about the design philosophy and what goes into these pieces.
Yes, you're right. Johannes has a big expertise in 3D printing and combining different materials in his pieces that he made. And like Philip said, what we really wanted to do was use this, you know, principle and sort of devise our own design language for the pieces, which is bringing together like I said before, this idea of something very minimal, but then also having the ability to, you know, become playful and colorful. So in our designs, we try to keep the base part, the actual bracelet, very minimalistic in design and really have it focus on the qualities of the materials we're using, on the, you know, haptic and the fit of it, and like really making us this minimalist and timeless piece. And then with the interchangeable inlays, we give the wearer this, you know, versatility and this ability to change the design of the piece according to their own liking.
And Vera, just staying with you for a moment, if we were to, let's say, in our minds, design a piece right now, give me a sense of some of the options and how that actually looks. You talk about changing out the colored inlays and the different pieces, but how does this actually work in putting them together?
So each piece comes or is made of two different parts. There is the base part that we call character, and then there is the inlay that we call moment. So basically you pick your character and then you choose your moment. So that was the idea behind that. And the base part, the actual bracelet, is made from either stainless steel or titanium. And the inlays are made from a flexible polymer that is 3D printed. So what you do is you get your base part. You basically pick the kind of character that you are or that you like. So you can, you know, pick a polished piece or something that is gold-plated or PVD-coated according to your liking. And then you can pick from, I think we have about 13 different colors for each different model. So you can pick your color or you can pick your design, and then it's as simple as clipping it in and out. So it's a really neat process where these two parts really fit together absolutely seamlessly, and it's just a matter of taking them in and out.
So the great thing is that you can style it as you like to your occasion. You know, when you have a business meeting, you can downplay it a little. And when you go to a gallery opening, you can be more expressive. So we work a lot with different shapes and also the colors, which represents moments in your life for us, you know. So you have different moments, you have different moods, and depending on that, you can pick one of the colors or the different shapes and individualize your jewelry.
Vera, can you tell us a little bit more about the production of the materials and how you work with these different materials?
Our bracelet bases are made from stainless steel or titanium. And while these are not entirely new materials, just, you know, think Swiss watches, you can actually rarely find them used for jewelry. And that's because they're very, very sturdy and very demanding materials to work with. They're really hard to bend into shape, and, you know, making complex designs from them is pretty difficult, which is why many producers shy away from that. While our cuffs, especially the ones made from titanium, have a very sleek and minimalist design, it's actually kind of a novelty in regards to having these shapes made from this material. So, for instance, silver or gold are much softer, and they can be much easier, you know, bend into any shape you want, which is why you see them used a lot in jewelry. I mean, obviously also because they're really beautiful materials and really expensive ones too. But we did love the natural properties of stainless steel and titanium. They're really quite exceptional because while, for instance, silver will tarnish over time and has this really soft surface that will scratch easily, both titanium and stainless steel will retain their surfaces over time. Again, the reason why they're often used in watch design. You know, also another plus is that both materials are very skin friendly and suitable for people struggling with skin allergies, as opposed to silver, brass, or copper, which are often found in demi-fine jewelry. And lastly, there's also a technical aspect to using these super sturdy materials because, you know, we're not only using them because we like the look of them. They're also making our lives a lot harder because it would be much easier to do the same thing in silver, for instance. But being sturdy as they are, they cannot be bent into shape. You know, like when you buy a silver bangle, you can usually, you know, shape it around your wrist a little. And if that were the case in our bracelets, then we'd have a problem because the inlays wouldn't fit anymore. So
we're talking about a tenth of a millimeter here.
Yeah, it's
so it's like really precise work. So it just has to clip.
Yeah, Exactly. Yeah, so that's, you know, how it came to be that we're using these materials. And then on top of using these sturdy materials, we decided that, you know, we really want a super nice and perfectly finished surface. So in the end, each piece is getting a hand polish. And over the course of time, we've learned all of the differences of the different ways to polish a piece of jewelry. There's a huge difference between a mechanical polish and just an average hand polish and a fine jewelry polish, which gives pieces like a very nice and lively surface. So each piece has to be polished by hand for at least 20 to 40 minutes in case of titanium. So it's pretty labor intensive in the end. But we're also really happy with the kind of quality that we have reached in the end. So when we're saying these pieces are long lasting, we kind of really mean it.
Vera, you did mention that we might see some new designs going forward, but talk to us just in so much as you can say and admit here what else we might see from the brand in the next little while and going forward.
Yeah, like I said, we're, you know, constantly working on new inlays because that is, like we talked about before, that is sort of the system that we want to build upon, is that people who already bought a bracelet will have the ability to buy new designs in the future. And also we want to apply this principle of interchangeability to other pieces. You know, like I said, currently it's only bracelets, but we're also thinking about something like an earring or a necklace where this interchangeability could also be really exciting. Also for the future, we opened our first pop-up store last year, which might be a little counterintuitive given that we were in a pandemic, but it was a really, really nice experience to finally get to meet our customers for the first time. And so despite all of the, you know, setbacks from lockdowns that started again, and we actually really liked the idea of a physical store. So I think that is something that we want to pursue further in the future.
Well, that is very, very interesting. Philip, perhaps just last word to you. I would love to hear about the dynamic of working together for you two and having a partner on this in Johannes, as he already introduced us to. How has the journey been on this new venture together?
It's definitely a lot easier because, as I said, Vera and I, we are married for a long time and we have been working at our agency together. So I have to admit there are some fights and some different opinions. And when you're a couple, I think they are sometimes more intense as with the colleague. So it might be irritating for our other colleagues here in our office. But I think despite that, it went pretty well because we trust each other, and it's really good to have such a good connection. And yeah, the same goes for Johannes, because he was an old friend of ours. And so, yeah, we have different opinions and we fight about them. But in the end, we...
A friendship is a relationship is a really strong foundation, actually. Because sometimes it can hinder, but sometimes it can be really helpful.
Exactly. Nicely put.
Indeed, very well said, both. Thank you so much for your time. This has been fascinating, and we look forward to catching up perhaps about a physical store or the next iteration of the brand. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Vera and Philip Henko, they're the co-founders of Nukin. You can learn more at nukin.com. My thanks to both, and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.